you know, we think about the process in a golf swing. And, you know, up until now, there really hasn't been a process. In other words, what I mean by swing process is we don't look at the swing at individual, I guess, stopping points in the swing. In other words, we don't just say, hey, go to the top of your backswing. And then from there, we want to fix things on the way down. Because, see, in the process, it's more important on how you get to the top of your backswing. So we fix your swing, or we adjust your setup and your grip before you swing the club. So basically, you're fixing a lot of the swing flaws. You're fixing a lot of the bad habits before they even start. Because the worst thing someone can do in golf instruction is just to tell you to take the club back. To take the club back, you know, get it to parallel, you know, go to the top of your backswing. Because it's how you get there that's more important. Because, see, once your swing starts and you don't start in the right way, then it's very difficult to fix your swing on the fly. It's very difficult to fix your swing, fix the flaws after your swing has already started. So when you think about the process here at 2-6, you know, the process is an empowerment. It's not a swing. The process leads to the swing. The swing doesn't lead to the process. If you can master the process, then you can just about master your swing in terms of you being more consistent. Okay, with consistency comes distance. With distance comes lower scores. But until we understand that we have to empower our swing first to get better, then it's going to be hard to get better than if we just feel like that we can just go to certain points in our swing and then try to fix our flaws from there. You see, because the biggest swing flaws in golf is slicing the ball. And there's a good reason why that happens, because what happens is off the ball, the 99.9% of weekend golfers get too far to the inside. And then when they come off the ball too far to the inside, now they're trying to fix their swing the whole time, during the rest of their golf swing, they're trying to fix their swing on the way down. And the only way you can fix an inside path on the way down, if you get to the inside too quickly, is to come over the top. You overcompensate, come over the top, cut across the ball, head moves in front of the ball, club face opens up, and you cut across the ball and you slice it. So again, through the process of 2-6, the two simple swing adjustments, comes the repairing, you might say, of all the swing flaws that you may have. You know, the four major swing flaws, you know, slicing, hooking, hitting fat, hitting thin. So the process, you know, deals directly with the swing, but it also deals with the equipment, because it's not equipment that makes your swing. Okay, you can buy all the latest and greatest in technology and equipment, but if you don't have the right process, you know, that equipment's not going to work. Now, the flip side is, if you have the right process with the latest and greatest in technology, now you've got a double-edged sword that's really, really working for you. But you cannot buy the latest and greatest in equipment, not have the right process, and then feel like you're going to be a better golfer. See, that's the equation that's basically confused golfers for years. And so at 2-6, we're here to fix all that. So I just wanted to put this out here this morning, getting back to my podcast, getting back to my audio feeds, because they're very, very effective, because they're not a big file to where we have to upload video, but it's an audio that really, really can be effective, especially with you 2-6ers who know the process. You know exactly where I'm coming from. So future podcasts are going to deal with, you know, maybe certain body parts, certain club positions, and then theory based upon those positions and angles, you know, that we have. So really appreciate your time this morning. I think I've gone about 4 minutes and 30 seconds. So I want to keep my podcast, you know, below 5 minutes, because, you know, unless I'm doing a golf show, doesn't really need to be much longer than that. Okay, guys, take care. Thanks for joining me. I will talk to you in the next 2-6 Player Podcast.